episode 561, Gear Up for Greatness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are all the friends doing around the world? You know, sometimes I just feel like every single time I come with you, I'm saying we are praying for, and today we are praying with Germany, we're praying with Afghanistan. We've had some major hits in those countries, and if you are from there, know that we're praying not only for you, but we're praying for your country. And, you know, it's so important, even today, as we're coming upon Sweet Spirit Sunday, to gear up for greatness. I can only sit here and imagine where your spirit is today. Is it heavy or is it happy? Let's gear up for greatness. And you don't even have to think about what that means. God spells it all out for you. When the children are driving you crazy, and you know they do more than two or three times in a day, gear up for greatness. When you and your hubby are butting heads and not communicating well, or maybe just a little too loudly, gear up for greatness. When your business seems more of a distraction and a nuisance, the frustration magnifying, gear up for greatness. When all your must-dos are weighing you down and your health and self-worth is deteriorating, gear up for greatness. You, woman of impact, you are not alone. And all that is going on in your life, God is there for you. But if we're honest, He is usually the last one we cry out to. He wants to be the first. He wants to be part of your life, just like we're chatting right now. He wants to hear your struggles and celebrate your joys. He wants you to gear up for greatness every single day with His garments. His garments are defined in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. What I want to do is I want to read that verse, the verses to you. I want you just to listen for a moment. I want you to absorb it. And then we're going to break down what it is when you put on the full armor of God. So Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 says this, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints." Put on the full armor of God. At the very beginning, it stated, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." Our human effort is inadequate, but God's power is invincible. This is how you are superwoman. This is what makes you woman of impact. When you put on the full armor of God and you dress in His garments, better watch out, world. But what do? We do try to go it alone. We stand in our closets and we say, "What do I need to wear?" And what you need to be thinking first and foremost is, I need to put on the full armor of God. So let's break down what that actually looks like in our terms so we understand it more. Number one, the belt of truth. Here, it's referring to the character, not the brunt force that wins the battle. It's the character. This is referred to in Isaiah 11:5. What is your character? Are you consistent with your children? Are you consistent with your husband? Are you consistent in your job? I know I do my best to wear the belt of truth, but even I fall short. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Here it's referring to the warrior's character is his defense. God himself is symbolically described as putting on the breastplate of righteousness when he goes forth to bring about justice. And you can read about that in Isaiah 59:17. So the breastplate of righteousness, we judge others. That comparison trap that we fall into, we got to be putting on the breastplate of righteousness. We need to not be judging others, but let whom judge? God himself. He is a breastplate of righteousness. Number three, feet fitted with readiness. Are you ready to run? Okay, maybe not to do a marathon. But here, it's saying that we're firmly planted in God's word. The Roman soldiers would wear their shoes and their feet were fitted so firmly. I mean, it was almost as if their shoes were what? A part of them. So your feet fitted with the readiness. Firmly planted in God's word. That means you know it. It protects you. It helps in those decisions that you're making for your business. It helps in those decisions of disciplining your child. It helps in those decisions of knowing what's right and what's wrong. Feet fitted with readiness. Number four, the shield of faith. The Romans' shield was made of leather. And when they would go off to battle, they would drench it in water, soaking wet. So when the flaming arrows would be shot at them, what did it do? It extinguished them. How many flaming arrows are shot at you? And it doesn't have to be just from your family, not from your children. It could be from your boss. It could be from Facebook, comments made in your Facebook feed. It could be those weird looks that you get in the supermarket because of, well, they didn't like what you were wearing. These flaming arrows that are thrown at us, you need the shield of faith to extinguish them. We're knocked down all the time. Evil comes towards us. But when you put on the full armor of God and you have the shield of faith, it's going to extinguish all flaming arrows. Number five, the helmet of salvation. This one is awesomely itself and stands alone. Why? Because you are covered by Jesus Christ himself because his blood was shed for you. He died on the cross for you. You wear the helmet of salvation. You're a godly woman. You're a daughter to a king. You have to put on the helmet of salvation. Number six, the sword of the Spirit. Here we're talking about that it's God's battle. He carries the sword. He wants to fight the battles. And it goes on and leads us into number seven, where it talks about and praying the Spirit on all occasions. Here, pray without ceasing. You need to depend on God's strength, not your strength. When you stand and you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I don't love who I see, you're relying on your own strength. I have stood there in front of a mirror and said, I do not like my thighs. I do not like my steel calves. But you know what? I look at this and I look at putting on the full armor of God and I'm shown over and over again, feet fitted with readiness. Oh man, my feet are ready. And they're strong. And I do have those steel calves. And those thighs, you could say, of righteousness. And I look at myself differently now. When you put on the full armor of God, you begin to see yourself as a blessing, not a curse. Because we seem to dress ourselves the way what? Whatever's in vogue. Gear up for greatness today by putting on the full armor of God. He has already given it to you. But sometimes we leave a few of those garments behind. What garments are you leaving behind today? Because your spirit needs to be filled with God's armor. He has it for you. He gives it to you freely. But you have to be willing every single day to put it on. Maybe you put on the breastplate of righteousness and that comes easy to you, but you leave out the belt of truth. You can't leave out any of them. All seven of the areas that we covered are precious. They're important. It's all part of the armor of God. Remember, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You are invincible because of Christ Jesus himself. Otherwise, we would be inadequate standing before him, not able to win any battles. So I ask again today, where is your spirit? Is it heavy or is it happy? In order to remove the heaviness and move into happiness, it's important that you get up every single day and remind yourself to gear up for greatness. Put on the full armor of God. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.